and Jamie Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. Welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
Okay, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. At this point, I have no idea what's going to happen on today's podcast because I've actually been awake for 25 hours right now.
Really?
I'm actually very surprised that I can stay up for 25 hours and not seek medical attention.
I'm not. You're kind of an insomniac.
Sometimes I am. So anyway.
How are you feeling after 25 hours?
I feel fine. How are you feeling? First day of school for you.
I'm feeling fine.
You look lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that. You should go to school with a big smile on your face. But this is our first podcast on a day when you're going to school.
It is.
So you're actually taking time out of your busy schedule because this is your first day. And I noticed this morning I was out driving and there's a lot more cars on the street. They got a little bit more last week when the kids went back to school.
Right.
And then all of a sudden college goes back to school. And man, there's a lot of cars getting heading towards the college. You can see it.
Yes.
You can tell the difference.
Well, and today is start of university and next week is the start of community college. So next week will be even more traffic.
Do you have any idea what your classes are? Obviously you do, but do you care to share?
No.
No, you don't want to?
No.
I know you're doing the biology thing.
Yeah.
And some linguistics and American Sign Language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing
it.
Pretty good.
I think you got them all.
Did I really? Uh-huh. Well, because there's multiples of each.
Right.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking today, I have ASL 3, so American Sign Language 3.
Which is really a weird thing to, I know that, you know, from the first time that you started doing it, you were like, I love this. I love American Sign Language. But it's so odd because, you know, for a long time, what you've done for a living is talk without people being able to see you.
Right.
And now you want people to see you without being able to hear you.
Yes.
Which is, if you put the two together...
It's opposite ends of the spectrum.
I know.
I've got it all covered.
Maybe we should do the whole thing on a vlog.
Maybe we should.
Is that what it's called?
And I should do
it.
Did
I get that right? Vlog?
In sign. Yes, vlog.
Video
blog.
Blog.
Mm-hmm.
Blog is the worst word in the world.
I know.
And then they add a V to it to make it a video, and it's a vlog.
Mm-hmm.
So it's somehow even worse.
Yeah.
It's worse than panties and moist. Blog. Vlog. Those are bad words.
Yes, they are.
When somebody says panties and moist,
okay.
Or especially if they say
let's stop
in the same
right
sentence.
There. Let's stop right
which
there.
Which is just atrocious.
It's
hideous.
We have established that it's gross and atrocious. So
as
let's
Mark
just be
Maron
done.
Would say, it's horrendous.
Oh, that's his new tagline thing.
Well, he tried to do that for a couple of seasons of his show.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, horrendous is my word. My word, see, I don't want to go the negative route.
Okay.
I've decided I want to be a more positive, optimistic person. So my catchword is delightful.
Ooh,
you
delightful.
Look delightful.
You're delightful.
You're delightful today.
Thanks.
So, and there's not a lot delightful in the world because I get so upset about dumb, poor people. Poor people especially. Because, you know... Somebody was posting something about, you know, once again, yay, Trump, boo, Obama, Clinton.
My sister.
Yeah. And
my little sister.
And she has had three babies in the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and she is not in debt.
Right.
And she's still saying yay, Trump, and boo, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just hilarious because...
Because she's the epitome of poor people.
Yeah.
And Obamacare helps her tremendously.
And she has no idea. No clue.
Mm-hmm.
Just what people tell us, oh, it's Obama's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's Obama's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's Obama's fault. But as soon as, you know, the Democrats are gone, then all of a sudden you got to start paying to have your babies. And right there, you're like $60,000 in debt with all those kids.
More than that.
Well, she's had three babies.
Yeah, I know. More than that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you got to buy your own food because you're not going to have food stamps anymore.
Well, she has had an epidural with all three of them, I think. And so anesthesia is super expensive.
Is it?
It is. It's like $2,000 for anesthesia.
So I should stop
alone.
Doing
that? $2,000 to $3,000.
I should stop doing that just casually then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably.
All right. I understand.
But anyway, so yeah, people are
and you see it all over Facebook. And it's
I
like,
know.
Come on. And I'm driving down the street the other day, and there's this guy, and he's not old. but he's driving this truck that's, you know, it's got a rusted out quarter panel, and it's got a different quarter panel on it, a different door, and it's got like different paint on two different sides because it's a crappy truck.
Right.
I mean, really a crappy truck. Mm-hmm. And you know that this guy does not have a lot of money.
Right.
He would not have that truck if he had a lot of money, most likely. And he's got a Romney sticker, which is, you know, that's
the last Republican candidate.
But and I drive up next to these people and I just look at them and I'm just like, why
would possess you to vote against your best interests?
There was a guy that I worked with when I was working with kids. Mm-hmm. And all the kids were there because of Medicaid.
Right.
And our jobs are there because of Medicaid.
Right.
That wouldn't exist. And he was all, we need to get rid of Medicaid. We need to get rid of all of these things the Democrats do, all this free stuff. And
so you would not have a job without that?
So basically you're saying you want to eliminate your own job.
Mm-hmm.
You are more than just shooting yourself in the foot. You're gonna become unemployed, but you don't want to have any safety net there for you either.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like the people that are like, oh, I'm gonna stop by the university, and you know, we talked about that one on the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That Facebook post about
go pick up our recharge our food
get
stamps,
my free glasses,
get my,
and I'm like,
my free grant and my
all those things are good things. And
yeah,
those,
why
and,
are you trying to get rid of the good things?
And those things we want for you too,
right?
We want them for you.
Why
and
do you
your
want
kids.
To get rid of the things that help you?
Yeah. I mean, don't you want your kids to have access to those things?
Why are you voting against a higher minimum wage?
I finally convinced a friend of mine because I was talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. She's a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, imagine Tony Romo is out there on the field and he's hurt and he goes down. And the team doctor rushes out there and he's, oh yeah, it's pretty obvious that he's hurt. Tony Romo is not getting up. But the team doctor says, woo, I got to see your health card because
I need to know what insurance you have.
Oh, you don't have our insurance, so I can't look at you. Sorry. But that would never happen because the Cowboys are a team. Like America is a team.
Mm-hmm.
If you get hurt, if you need a doctor, if you need assistance, we should be there to do that. It shouldn't be like, well, no, you're poor, so
we're
not going
to help you.
You
can't come to this hospital because you don't have the right insurance card.
Yeah.
Or this doctor can't see you because you don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're having a heart attack, ma'am, but sorry.
Well, and I saw that. I know you did, and
that's what I'm talking about. We talked about that previously.
Mm-hmm. I saw somebody go to the ER saying they were having a heart attack, and they said, no, you need to go down to the
urgent care.
The urgent care. Got to the urgent care.
Had a heart attack.
Had to call the ambulance to take him back to the ER.
Yeah, I know.
Which is like five blocks apart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, really?
I know.
This is the craziest medical system I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, considering you live here.
Well, yeah, and I haven't seen a lot of other medical systems, there's got to be a better one. I mean, if you need help.
How many other countries have universal health care?
Most of the industrialized ones.
Okay, then. I don't understand why we don't want to take care of our people.
Yeah, we've got to be different.
America's like, yes, everybody for themselves. And everybody else is like, yes, let's have a place that takes care of everybody. I was looking online the other day and I saw this article about the differences between work and play in America versus like Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So the picture at the top was in America and the guy is eating chips and drinking a soda while on his computer at work.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady from Europe is like running down the beach all happy because guess what? They believe in vacations.
Yeah, they take like 2 months off during the summer.
They believe in
all
giving you
Europe.
Time to recoup.
Yeah, just
and
go
you
ahead
get paid.
Take a month off, come back, do
I don't,
some work.
Yeah,
take
I don't
month
get
off.
Why people don't want that.
Yeah,
everybody's like
no,
I don't have time
greatest.
For vacation. I don't have
we're
money
the
for the vacation.
Ever.
Yeah, but yeah, we're the greatest. And America is great.
Yeah, and
there's nothing wrong with America. We just have to keep going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Let's not backtrack, people.
No.
Why do we want to backtrack? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't understand. I see that makes me crazy. Those are just some of the things that make me crazy.
Well, and then school, you know, you think about getting a higher education because nowadays you cannot get a job without a degree. Mm-hmm. And a bachelor's degree is now like a high school diploma.
Yeah, even if
it really is.
Even if the field you're going into isn't what you graduated in, they still require you to have a bachelor's degree
right.
in something.
Yes. So it's like a high school diploma. And really, to get a higher paying job than the minimum level, you need a PhD. You need a master's degree. You need some sort of really high degree. But you know what? In order to get those things, you have to pay a ton of money. You're going to be in so much debt. Going to school for me is like, oh my gosh, talk about stressful, because all the debt that comes along with going to school, but you can't get a job anymore without some sort of degree.
Yeah, if you're a friend of ours and you are listening to this podcast and you know us personally, because some people that listen know us personally, mm-hmm. I believe. Just please vote Democratic just for us as a personal favor to us, because we would really like to get rid of some of the student debt.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, and we want our friends to get rid of their student debt. I know a ton of people who have graduated recently that have this giant amount of student loans, mm-hmm. and they have to struggle to repay that. You're getting more money, yes, because you can find a job now, but half of that money is going to repay your student loans.
Yeah, you're going to spend the next 20 okay. years in debt.
So do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Vote Democratic, because you want to get rid of some of that student debt. You have to.
Right. And you want your kids and
their kids
to be able to go to school,
right.
to get an education, so that they're not the same as you, so that they're better than you, so they have better opportunities than you. My generation is the first generation to not do as well as my parents.
I know.
In America. My generation.
And it gets worse every generation.
Is the first generation to not live as long as my parents. Mm-hmm. We're actually going the opposite direction now. Things are turning around.
But that's because we're working against ourselves. We're working against all the things that are good for us.
I know, and it just drives me crazy, because you know the demographic that's dying the fastest right now is my age.
Uh-huh.
White people my age are that don't have a huge amount of education are dying the fastest, because they give up, because
right.
you're so far in debt, there's no way to get out, and then you vote against your own better interests.
I know. I'm thinking, what is going on here? You don't. The reason that people have started to live so long is because we have had these huge advancements in the healthcare field. We've got vaccinations. We've got medical care that helps us to take care of our body, to prolong our life. And instead of wanting that for everybody, instead of wanting that for yourself, you're voting against that. You're saying, I want those pharma companies to get more money. I want to have to pay them more so that I can't afford to take care of my body. I want to not be able to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what you're saying when you vote Republican.
I want to make sure that poor people don't get free stuff. But
right.
But you don't understand.
You are a poor people.
And yeah, you're one of the 98% that are going to benefit from the things that we're talking about. If not you, your children.
Because the Republicans, when they're talking about these things, the benefits that they want to bring to the table, they're talking about those benefits for the extremely wealthy, for the 1%. They're talking about that for the millionaires and billionaires in this country. And that is a very few amount of people.
I know. Trump was doing one of his big poor people rallies, and he was like, "When we're going to get rid of that death tax." And they're all like, "Yay!
Yay! We don't want a death tax."
And we've talked about that. The death tax doesn't kick in until after $5.5 million or $5.2 million, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah, most people don't have that.
I know.
But
I don't have $5 million somewhere.
For it. And they're like, "Yay!
Death tax!
Yay, it's gone! Yeah, we're screwing over the government.
Let's let those rich people keep more of their money. We don't want anything. We just want to die under a bridge."
That's what happens when you get your news from right-wing media.
I saw a meme the other day that said it was like this poor white family living in their car, and they're like, "When Trump gets to be president, we'll finally get to live in a house." And I'm thinking,
how are you going
to
get that house?
BS.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're going to be living under a bridge.
Have you?
Not in a car.
Just take some time. Go on the internet. Don't go on Facebook. Don't go on Fox News. Don't
shush.
Go on those other things.
I get stuff from Facebook.
What you need to do is just look up the Republican platform and the Democratic platform. Mm-hmm. Read through them. They're both right there. They tell you exactly what they're going to do, mm-hmm. and see which one applies to you. And you'll find out.
Yeah, but remember that the Republican platform only is for people who are making a ton of money.
Well, when you actually read it, you'll realize that.
How?
Because those are the sorts of things that they're talking about. They're talking about getting
rid of... But like you said, people
of,
don't understand that the death tax doesn't apply to them.
Well, if you just say, well, what's the death tax? Then look it up. If you don't know what it is, look it up. That's what my mom always said. Look it up.
And that's the problem. We're so lazy anymore that we don't want to do it.
I said that to one of the kids. And they're like, yeah. What? No!
Yeah, I don't want to look it up.
Where's mom? Where's mom?
She'll tell me. I know. And that's part of the problem is... We need to stop doing it for people. We need to stop. And we need to stop relying on other people to do it for us.
Yeah. Well, because chances are you're getting your information from a numbskull.
Right.
More than likely, it's a numbskull.
Well, we have teenagers now. So, you know, you have to do the whole sex talk thing, right?
Really?
Yeah. You got to do the whole sex talk thing.
Have you done the sex
talk thing? Kind of, sort of. But the whole point is telling your kids... that they need to know where their information is coming from.
True.
Your friends who are your age or even a little older probably don't know anything more than you know. And if they think they know something, it's probably the wrong information.
Well, because they got their information from somebody, some other friend.
Know. Right, yeah. right.
So it's all just passed down. It's like playing telephone with a big people in a group of people in
a
circle.
Oh, gosh, no.
And you whisper something worse. In somebody's ear. They whisper it in the next person's ear. When it comes back around to you.
It's totally not anything that resembled anything that started.
No, not even close.
I know. It's
suddenly,
awesome.
Suddenly it's like Brass Monkey or something. And it's like, what? That's not what I said.
I said mashed bananas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like you got to get your information from a credible source. So when you want to know something, you need to come to an adult, someone that you trust, someone that you know that knows something about anything, and talk to more than one person, you know? And if you're not comfortable talking to me about some things, then go to Brett, go to other people, you know, adults. Find the people that know more than you do. And it's okay to not know.
Well, a lot of people that don't know a lot figure that everybody knows more than they do, so they get that information from somebody that they think knows more than they do when they don't. Because
true.
They're getting their news from Fox or Breitbart, but they're super smart people because they're like, well, I watch the news. I get all my information from, you know, from...
credible sources.
Yeah.
That's not always true.
The Drudge Report.
That's where you have to really think about what you're doing and say, I have this little computer that lives in my pocket. Most people carry around a little computer all day, and they use it for things that are not really that useful. So use it for some good. Actually, look things up.
Not and for evil. Use it for good. Not for evil. It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
That first day of school is always like first impression day, right? So I get up and I get dressed and I like have to take time and pick my outfit. You got to have the right outfit and curl my hair and do my makeup. And I'm not a girly girl, so I don't usually wear makeup. And then after the first day, it's like back to normal. And I am not a girly girl, so I jeans and t-shirt and
yeah, you keep talking
brush
about
my hair.
You
and
keep talking about your style, like you don't have a style.
I don't have a style.
You do have a style. Everybody,
jeans and t-shirt.
Yeah, well,
that's not a style.
It's not really t-shirts. You don't really wear t-shirts. You wear what? I don't know. Just shirts. They're not t-shirts necessarily.
Mostly.
That's not a t-shirt.
No, not this one, but that's because I took the time to choose something else this morning.
No.
Other than a t-shirt.
You wear a lot of things that are not t-shirts.
No, I don't think so.
I wear the typical old white guy plaid button-down shirts all the time.
I know. That's funny because you don't even like plaid.
I know. But every time I see a plaid shirt, I'm like, I would wear that.
I know.
I like it.
I'm waiting for your Hawaiian period.
No, I've already had that.
What?
I went through that years ago.
Well, you're going to come back around.
No,
to it. Everything
I don't think so.
Cycles back.
No,
you know
because
this,
I don't
right?
like those kind of shirts.
It's like bell-bottom pants. They come back in style
I would
every
still
like,
wear bell-bottoms.
5 years or so.
I remember bell-bottoms. And beyond that, I remember elephant bottoms, which were really awesome. Because they were...
That's like the JNCO jeans.
Gigantic.
And they go around your whole foot.
Yeah.
I love that.
Those were awesome.
I know.
Elephant bottoms.
But those are not going to come back in style, unfortunately.
Oh, I think they will.
I don't think
along
so.
Along with platform bell-bottoms, shoes?
Yes. Oh, no. Platform shoes, no. Absolutely not. We have wedges
people,
now.
Some
so.
People still wear platform shoes, but...
No, they don't.
They usually
Who?
Wear them while they're holding onto a pole, so... But you have to hold onto a pole when you're wearing platform shoes.
Did you
shoes.
Just say that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm talking about firemen because mm-hmm. the platform because yeah. mm-hmm. the firemen like to look tall.
Right. That's
so they,
right.
They like to wear the platform uh-huh. shoes.
Yeah.
Fire! Jump on the pole, everybody! Wait, I've got to get my shoes.
What are you looking at? You're on your phone today.
We were talking about getting your news from credible sources. Mm-hmm. So here's what I do, and I don't know what you do, and I
go to Facebook.
Well, I know. I know you do.
You hate me.
Every single day, I stop by CNN, MSN, NBC, and I forgot the other one for some reason, AP. And I just look at the headlines. Those
and
are,
every Republican that you know is going to say those are all liberal news sources.
They're not, though. Those are the news sources that are just basically giving you the news. They're not. They're trying desperately not to give you, you know, news that is anything more than just news. Just to look at the headlines and see what the majority of the world is looking at this morning. That's I start with those. And then I look at the Huffington Post, because the Huffington Post...
I love the Huffington Post.
...does lean a little liberal, and they have great stories. The number one story on the Huffington Post this morning is, I'm sure, something about Donald Trump. New Trump deportation spin.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be humane.
Oh, my
gosh. It's going to be humane.
Yeah, deportation. It's going to be humane. Don't you worry. We're not going to trank
you. Take your kids away from you and send you back across the border, then it's going to be...
It's okay. It'll be humane.
Don't you... We're going to say please and thank you as we rip you apart from
right.
your family.
As so, we punch you in the face.
Yeah, I do like the Huffington Post.
And cuff you.
But I think my favorite news source, and then I also like News Hounds because they watch Fox News, so you don't have to. That's a fun one. Media Matters is a good one because they talk about what the crazy things the media is doing mm-hmm. and say, this is wrong and here's why. But my favorite one is Alternet.
I know.
Alternet.org is just my favorite one because it's left-leaning. Yes, okay. It is. But it's not just making up things.
Okay.
They're actually real things. Like Paul Krugman eviscerates Trump and GOP's planet-trashing hypocrisy. And when you read the story, there's not lies in it. It's
okay.
It's just straightforward newsy stuff. But then they do all kinds of crazy things like the chopped salad super craze. How good is it for you?
Are you chopped interested? Salads. I love chopped salads.
But how good are they for you?
I don't know.
Do you know?
Because it's just veggies.
You could find out on alternet.org.
I don't know that I really care that much.
Really?
Well, it's veggies, and veggies are supposed to be good for you, right? But, I mean, you need protein, too, so make sure you add in some ham or something.
Let's see here. Oh, here's a fun little headline. The pop heard around the world. What we know about broken penises.
I'm sorry for that. That was a weird laugh.
That was kind of a weird laugh.
I was not expecting that to bubble out of there like that. That was not the headline I was expecting you to come up with. So
it kind of makes you want to find out more about it.
That took me off guard. No, not really.
Do you don't want to click on that?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Ryan Lochte, Donald Trump, and the steep decline of the American democracy. Is it Lochte?
I have no idea. And I really don't care about hearing about him anymore.
And he keeps talking about, it's kind of an excuse. It's like, well, you know, then when I told them that I really wasn't robbed, I was still drunk.
Right.
Drunk is not an excuse.
Well, and not only that, you know, they're talking about some of the other athletes, and they're criticizing them for like not putting their hand over their heart during the anthem and stuff like that. And it's stupid stuff. And they're treating him like it's no big deal. You know, he's just a boy. Boys will be boys, and he's just being a dumb teen. He's not a teen.
Yeah, he's 30-something.
He's 32. He's 32.
Yeah.
And you need to stop overshadowing all of the other athletes who did these profoundly amazing things because he did something really stupid.
I didn't watch as much of the Olympics as I wanted to. And I think NBC is probably mad at me because I didn't, because NBC's ratings were down for the Olympics again. You didn't watch any Olympics, I don't
think.
No,
I didn't.
But I found myself...
Sports are not my thing.
I know, but you can watch a rowing competition and be like, go, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like...
That does not sound exciting to me at all.
I watched badminton.
I know, I saw. And I was like... And it was very exciting.
Oh my gosh, that is so... We have a badminton net out back. And I'm like, I want to go play badminton. I got to get the kids in here
badminton.
To watch...
Badminton?
Well, it's got an badminton. N in it. They said a minton.
I know they did, but, they just said say badminton. It like every other normal person, badminton.
Badminton.
Yeah. I know. And I know it's an N.
It's like sherbet. Nobody says sherbet. They say sherbert.
Right, there's no R.
They put an extra R in it.
I know. But it's sherbet.
Yeah, it's sherbet.
Right.
Just like it's badminton.
Okay, badminton.
I wouldn't be that good at badminton. So good at badminton that it doesn't matter how I say it.
Well, we were talking last night at the dinner table about the Olympics and how some countries only send like one or two people. Mm-hmm. And the boys wanted to know, do those people compete in every event? And we're like, yes, no, they only compete in their one event. And I said, I want to be the very first person to compete in every single event in the Olympics.
Of course, there's all kinds of events going on all the time.
I guess I have to qualify for that, too. Yeah,
you'd have to qualify, I suppose.
Darn it. Well, I want to do as many events as possible.
Also on Alternet this morning, and we talked a little bit about this. Here's what became of five cities and their expensive stadiums after they host the Olympics.
Oh, my gosh. Most of those are like ghost towns. Mm-hmm. They are so run down and dilapidated. And I said, why did they not like keep up with the basic maintenance of those and use them as public places? I want to know why they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Because that's really sad to put all of that money into something and then let it go to waste like that. Use those Olympic sized swimming pools. Let the public use those places. And I don't know why they didn't do that.
Ghost Story Stadium, one of my best stories from my youth. The old Met Stadium where the Vikings used to play outdoors and where the Twins played. Mm-hmm. They were going to tear it down. They had it all blocked off and it had been just left idle for a long time because they built the Metrodome in Minneapolis. Right. And I was a kid and I lived in Minneapolis with my friends, and the drinking age was 18, and we were 18, and we decided that we were going to break into the old Met Stadium and we were going to have a beer on the 50-yard line.
Okay.
And we found a way in. We mm-hmm. found a way through the fencing, and we were winding up the walkway, and a police car came around and shined its light up there because I'm sure he saw us moving around, and we all laid there on the walkway and didn't move for like 10 minutes. Uh-huh. But then finally we made our way into the stadium, and it was dark. It was night. And the field was completely overgrown with weeds, and there was parts of like railings that were like falling and stuff, and the chairs were kind of torn up, and there was a little breeze, but you couldn't hear any sounds from outside. You couldn't hear police cars, you couldn't hear cars, you couldn't hear, you were in this world that was completely separate from everything else, mm-hmm. except for the occasional sounds of like clanging railings, like doing. Doing from different parts of the stadium. And we'd heard stories that there were vagrants that lived in the stadium. Uh-huh. And so we were all freaked out because that was going to happen. But we still had to get out there on the on the 50-yard line. So abandoned stadiums, they're not all bad. That's what I'm trying to say.
But that's what I'm saying. Why not use those for, like, I don't know, high school games and middle school games, little league, whatever. Why not use that?
Because the upkeep would be tremendous.
Yeah, but fundraise. You know, that's what a lot of people do.
I don't think your typical high school car wash is going to pay for.
Well, no, of course not.
Keeping a 70,000 seat stadium.
Your typical high school car wash is not going to do that. But if every school in that district is using that stadium, then you can do something like
that. Well, in the case of that particular stadium, they tore it down, and on that location, they built the Mall of America, which is the biggest mall in the United States. And in the Mall of America...
The Mall of America.
Yeah, in Minneapolis. Mm. There's a...
Yeah, gigantic
Camp
mall.
Snoopy amusement park in the middle of it.
Okay.
But there's also a place where there's a little thing on the floor that says, this is where home plate was at the old Met Stadium. And so anytime that I've ever gone there, which I haven't for years because I don't live anywhere near Minnesota, but anytime I've ever gone there, I see the home plate thing and I think I had a beer right there before the stadium was torn down. And it's kind of a cool feeling.
Well, that's super exciting, and but it didn't have to go to waste like that. That's
probably,
what I'm saying.
There's probably people in Atlanta that, you know, the stadium, and I don't know what they did with the Olympic Stadium in Atlanta.
Nothing. It's all like ghost town.
But they said that they're going to be doing something with Rio, right?
Yes, they're actually going to disassemble a lot of it and reuse those parts to build like schools and repurpose the pools for public use. So they're actually going to do something with all of the equipment and all of the structures that they've put in place.
I hope they do.
And I think that that would be awesome because that will help their community.
Yeah, and I hope that people can benefit from that.
Me too.
And that it's not just, you know, some crazy thing. I saw the new LA stadium. I was watching preseason football.
Right.
And they don't have it built yet, but they have the artist conceptualization of what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be beautiful.
Well, yeah.
Right now, the Rams are playing in the Coliseum, the old, and it's a really old stadium. I don't know if it was built. I don't know what it was built for. I wouldn't even speculate.
Well, that's different. You know, if it's been used for a long period of time and now it's just old and it needs to be updated, then okay, tear down the building and put in a new one.
Although I still don't understand why it has to be public money, because you have to pay a huge amount of money to get tickets to go see the sporting
exactly.
events. And
they make a ton of money as a team.
That takes me back to the Tony Romo thing in healthcare, because they're like, well, we can't afford to make sure every American has healthcare. You know, every member of the Dallas Cowboys has healthcare.
Yeah, they get treated right there on the spot.
The team doctors are going to be right there, and they're going to be looking over you, and they're going to do everything that you need done
to make get you back on the field.
To get you playing again.
Right.
And guess what? Those teams make millions and millions of dollars.
So why don't they have to build their own stadiums?
Why don't they have to build their own stadiums? And don't tell me that we can't afford health care for every American when we know we can see that it works.
Right.
In just taking sports as an example.
Well, and it's like you said, we have to pay hundreds of dollars to go see any of those things. So where is all that money going to?
Yeah,
it's going to the players.
Why is it
it's going
money?
To the people who own those teams?
The people that own the teams are billionaires.
Exactly. So why are they not having to build their own stadium
and
for you to go to?
And then they're going
to
charge you, you know, an outrageous amount of money for the tickets.
Yeah.
Even for preseason tickets, yeah. They're outrageous.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it. But what do we know? We're just poor people.
We're voting for Trump. So
don't even joke about that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. Welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. It's the Brett and Jamie Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. Welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show. It's the Brett and Jamie Show.